because I'm in this 240 expecting us to just start like.
I feel like that sounds weird, but I shoot my business shot all the time.
Do it, yeah.
I usually electronically, so I always DM people on
Twitter. Drill out the welds and re-weld it in. Oh. On those, I know you can bolt it in.
There's two things that you need to own if you want wealth. It's business.
I get more of a thrill when the back end kicks out and I'm able to catch it and save it.
Find out how we gonna do this podcast, G.
Yo, what up? This is No One the Creator, aka Little Redneck Shouty.
Hey.
How's it going?
Asa. This is Big Mish, aka Mishka Creates.
Y'all listen to From Porches to Porsches podcast. What's going on, man?
Oh man, we chilling. How you feeling today, G?
Good. Tired. Definitely tired.
Long day.
Long weekend.
Oh yeah, that's right, dude. How was that?
I don't know. You wouldn't have known if you was here. Motherfucker. Yeah, you know I was gonna bring it up.
Yeah, I have a feeling it won't even be the last time you bring. I already apologize.
I know. But he hugged me. He gave me a really hard embrace in the parking lot.
As soon as I saw you, no, but for real, man, I really wanted to be there.
Yeah, no,
did not work out timing wise. But let's talk about it, man. How was it? How was the meet?
It was awesome, dude. I also found out the most annoying sound in the world.
What's that?
Everyone asking me where you were at.
That's hilarious. They're like, "Where's your fucking Siamese twin at, bro?"
Pretty much. They're like, "Where's your sidekick at? Where's the homie at?" I'm just like, "I don't fucking know, man."
Damn.
I'm like, "I think he's in Michigan."
Damn.
That's all I can say. I think he's in Michigan.
Man, I feel so bad now. Sorry, guys.
All good.
Y'all were fucking over here pressing my homie.
You know,
on this beautiful day.
It was a gorgeous day, though. Let's just start it off that way. It was a gorgeous fucking day. Really nice. I'm having like PTSD flashbacks.
Bro, all I heard was R33 Midnight Purple. That's all I heard. And I don't know. I mean,
yeah, I was very surprised.
You got my attention.
One of those showed up. Right Hand Drive R33 Midnight Purple showed up. That shit was hot fire. Matt Zuckerts, and I can never pronounce his last name right. The homie, though, he showed up with his caddy. Bruh, Josh.
Wasn't that thing for sale?
No, not that. The CTSV. You haven't not seen his new caddy?
No.
Bruh.
Oh, wait. The big body black one?
The big body bagged one.
It's black, right? It's like a beautiful gloss black?
There's like a lot of flake, a lot of pearl in the paint.
Oh, shit.
It looks black.
I've seen it on Instagram.
Like a fuck ton of pearl in
it. Bro, it looks so good. On Instagram, I was like.
In person, it's even better.
Bro.
Instagram photos do no justice to that car, bro.
Man,
in person,
see
it. It's so much better.
Damn it, dude. That's a car that for sure, if I would have seen that, I would have fucking like busted myself.
Everybody. Bro, Josh choked on his pizza, dude.
Bro.
Josh was, so the homie asked, he's like, when I show up, he's like, could I get a good spot, you know? And I'm like, yeah, man, I got you. So pretty much told him to park right in front of the garage door, you know. Mm-hmm. So he pulled up right by the garage door. We're just chilling. And, you know, he pulls up. He's at, like, ride height. And he parks it. This fucking boat of a car, dude. That thing's gigantic comparison.
Dude, it looks huge.
I think he said it was, like, 19 feet long.
Jesus, dude. Bro. That's a fucking boat. That's literally a fucking yacht, bro. You got to measure that bitch by feet, dog.
No, meters, dog.
Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy.
But he parks it, and then he just airs it out. And, like, when it airs out, it's loud. It's just... You know,
really?
And Josh is behind him eating pizza, and it scared the shit out of him. He started choking on his fucking slice, dog. This shit was hilarious. Josh is like, "Oh my god, bro, that thing got me fucking spooked, man! Like, shit made me choke on my slice."
That's funny as shit.
But yeah, man, it was. Other than that, it was like, actually, not even other than that, man. It was just overall great fucking time. Yeah, man. Like, it was awesome. It just ended up being, like, the most perfect day. Your boy got a fucking tan from hell, dog.
Really? Oh, yeah, for real.
What's up, call me Neapolitan ice cream, dog.
Neapolitan ice cream.
I got the strawberry,
bro, you
dog.
Do.
Under strawberry and vanilla.
Strawberry,
dog.
Vanilla. Bro, where's the chocolate? Never mind. I'm not even going to ask that question.
If you keep going down this way, you'll find the chocolate eventually, bro.
Bro, that's so dope, though. I'm glad it was a good turnout, dude. Yeah, that sounds fucking dope.
It was a good amount of people, too, man. A lot of new faces, a lot of new cars. Like, it was very good. Very good. I was super happy, super excited.
Did you run out of parking like last time?
No, surprisingly not. This time there was a lot less like just normal cars pulling up. Everybody pretty much showed up in something super dope.
That's awesome.
So like the parking lot, it was just enough. I feel like if we had like a couple more, like I think if everyone that showed up stayed the entire time, yeah, we would have ran out of parking. It would have been like a cluster in the parking lot. Mm. But after a while, some people came and went, and like, you know, it just worked out.
That's awesome.
It was good, man. It was a good time, good food. Yeah, man, it was a good fucking time.
That's dope, dude. I saw the little heater videos you did. You almost whacking a fucking tree.
Dude.
By the way, if you're not on the Discord server, join up. Link is in the description. Gio actually uploaded the videos into there, thankfully. So they look fucking dope. The pictures look great, too. Yeah, CRX looks amazing, by the way.
Thanks to Jigs. Yeah, man, the CRX. It was cool. I was kind of like a little surprised. I didn't tell nobody I was rapping the CRX. So, yeah, pretty much like people started showing up. I got like to see like the expression on people's faces.
Yeah.
Like the homie Jose showed up. And like when he walked into the shop, like his mouth dropped. Like it's just like.
That's awesome,
dope,
bro.
Dude. It was like he just saw a big set of tits, dude. Yeah. It was like, you know, I was just like, yeah, dude. Like I'm hoping I get more of those around.
Hell yeah,
you know?
Bro.
And like, yeah, like, and what's cool about a lot of people were asking, like, oh, you painted it? It's like, nah, dude. Like, it's rad. But I appreciate you thinking it's painted. Like,
bro, you did a good job.
Thank you, man.
I mean, I didn't see a single wrinkle in that bitch.
Nah, dude, I took my time.
There's really not. That shit came out really good, man.
Bro, let me tell you something.
The only way that I can tell that it's a wrap is because I can look at, like, the...
It just
where
doesn't
the
have the
paint
same
is
reflection
missing, you know,
and gloss.
And like,
yeah, and that too. Like the bodywork's not perfect. I left the bodywork shitty.
Yeah,
but like, yeah, you can see all the buckles in the paint.
It looks so good.
Like, yeah,
it looks so good. It looks a million fucking times better than with that blue and like that mismatched color.
Oh yeah, it looks.
It looks so good now.
It looks almost complete, man.
It does.
Awesome. I'm so
really
happy the way it came,
bro,
out.
Bro. And somehow that color made me like the wheels more. I don't know why, but. That color made me like the wheels more for some reason.
Yeah, I can see that. It looks more fitting now.
It does. Because the color
is not a basic looking color. It's black rose for whoever hasn't seen it yet. So it's like a really dark, like red maroon color. Yeah. More maroon, I would say.
Yeah, like a wine.
Yeah.
Gosh, it's so beautiful, man.
And then the sunlight, it like gives it this nice like maroon, like, yeah, like wine color to it. That's probably the best way of saying the car looks like a good red wine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it shit looks fire, man.
It looks so good, man.
Yeah.
Came out really good. How long did it take you to rep?
A week, man. It was a week every day after work for a week. It was
if you had
literally
to calculate,
the week before.
Like how many hours a day after work?
Oh, dude.
Were you here until like midnight, 1 a.m., 2 a.m.?
1 a.m. every night.
God, dude, I know you're fucking tired. I know you're still tired
I'm
from
still
last
tired
week. From I was going to say, I know you're
That's
still tired,
still kind of beat, and then like with the shop meet, and then trying to prep for it. Like, man, like even though it wasn't like an elaborate meet, you still just feel like gassed.
Oh, yeah,
I feel gassed from it because it's like super, we try to keep it as like simple, easy, quick cleanup and setup as possible. You know, like a couple tables, we go get food. It's kind of more like of a customer appreciation thing.
Yeah.
I call up some of our vendors and like ask for raffle shit. This year we actually got Napa to raffle off a bunch of like detail supplies.
Nice.
So,
fuck yeah, man.
Oh, and somebody walked away with a big ass clock. That was cool.
Like a Napa clock?
Yeah.
It was a Napa clock.
Had like a neon tube in it. It was pretty dope.
That's dope.
Yeah, it was just cool shit, man. Like it was a good time. Yeah, man. It was just fucking awesome. And then, yeah, it was hilarious because, you know, my Beamer Tiana, she doesn't have buckets in it because the buckets are in the CRX.
So oh, yeah, up. For real. Wait,
so,
what?
So I was like, when I got to the shop, Dad's like, he's like, you gonna pull out the Beamer? I'm like, I don't know. Like, it's, you know, I don't know. She's like, just do it. He's like, just park it. Just put it out there, park it, leave it out there. All right, all right. So I did that. And then, you know, like, I got to do an honorary, like, send, you know?
Yeah.
And I did it in the CRX, and I felt like I failed miserably.
Oh, really?
Like, it didn't feel right. It's just like...
Well, because it's front-wheel drive, first of all.
Exactly. So, like, it wasn't, like, enough smoke. Like, it was all go, no show. Like, it was just, like, it fucking just, like, spun wheel like hell, like, obviously.
Yeah.
And then it eventually hooked and just, like, dipped up the street. And I was like, that wasn't entertaining. Like, everyone just heard a really loud B-series just fly past them.
Yeah.
So then...
Yeah, I mean, front-wheel drive cars are not really, like, fun like that.
Oh, it was cool too.
Not like that. No.
Charlie got water. Like, we were trying to make this thing do like a show. Dude, so Charlie awesome. Got water, threw water
that's in awesome, front
of
bro.
Tires for me. And as he walks away, he pours the rest of the water on himself. Luscious man, bro. That's the only way to describe the homie.
I can only
Charlie.
Imagine, bro. Watching the water bead off of his fucking beautiful man hairs, bro. Mane flowing in the wind. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Dude, I gotta keep my mom away from him, bro. She was just like, I love his hair.
Bro, that's every girl, bro. Every girl that sees him.
Stop.
Bro, every girl that sees it. Bro, Charlie, if you're wondering why you're still single, it's because you don't fucking do the hair flip, bro. Just do the hair flip every time you go to anywhere. Do a fucking hair flip. Bah, and then bitches will all fucking flock, bro. I'm telling you.
Flock.
Especially if you're in the sun, dog, and we catch that radiant fucking shine. Oh, yeah, bro. It's over.
Them locks.
Homie. Anyways.
But yeah, I got to keep my away from Charlie now. Point being.
That's funny.
But yeah, man. So I felt like I had to make it up to everybody. So then I pulled the one passenger seat out of the CRX and stuffed it in the Beamer. And then I was just like, well, I know you have a bad clutch, but let's hope you hold. And the tires are pretty fucking shot. But, I mean, I figure, like, you know, if I grenade the trans.
Wait, hold on. Time out. You didn't talk about the seat situation. Your car has no seats.
No, I pulled the one passenger out of the CRX and put it in the Beamer.
Oh, okay. I was like, I thought you were doing this literal bucket, like a Home Depot bucket.
Everybody, though, was looking at the car, though, and everyone's like, where's your seats? And I'm just like, they're in the CRX. And I started just telling people, I'm like, they're Bluetooth buckets, man.
Yeah, they're Bluetooth buckets.
It's from SEMA's, it's SEMA technology, man. Bro. Everyone had Bluetooth drive shafts and shit. I got Bluetooth buckets, dog.
Bro, God.
But yeah, man, it ended up laying a fat heater, and I was so happy. I was so happy I did it three more times.
That's funny, dude.
Man. But yeah.
Did you blow the tires out?
Basically, dude, they're corded like hell. Like, there's strands.
Oh, man.
Like, hanging off the back of them.
I want sparks flying, G.
Yeah, but like no, when
that's,
I blow up
that's
my
too
quarter,
hot, boy.
Yeah, when I blow up my quarters, yeah. I'm all right, man.
Blow out your quarters and fucking ruin your wheels and
yeah.
Nah.
But yeah, man. And then that last little skirt I did, yeah, I almost sent it into the tree. I've done it before. I've hit that before where I've been able to clip that spot. Like, I've done it twice, two times before. It's scary as all shit, but I'm sure. I've done it.
Yeah.
But that was when my tires are still good, so I still had a little bit of traction to get through it.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, man, like, obviously there's that video. You got it. It's in the group chat.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like you oversteered because of the lack of traction in the rear.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. It's like I came in, I did my little donuts in the street, came in, and, like, speed was good. Like, my fucking counter steer was good. It felt good. It felt like the past two times I've actually got it. And I'm just like, all right, like, we got it. And that's, and obviously, like, the street, the concrete in the streets a little bit more grippier than the concrete in the driveway.
Yeah.
So the driveway, as soon as it hit the driveway, it just started rotating way quicker on me. And that's why I brought the back end around so fast. And as I'm fucking going, I'm looking at this tree like, ah, shit. I probably stopped about a foot away from that tree.
For anybody that needs a visual representation and you're watching this on YouTube, you can watch the video now.
Yeah.
All right. And then, anyways. But yeah, dude, that's fucking cool.
Insert video now.
Yeah, yeah.
Video now.
Yeah, we insert
it. Like in this part right here, right? Yeah. I'm new to this, man. I don't know what to do with my hands.
I was just going to insert it, but we could also, that's fine. Yeah, we're inserting it now. Do like a visual.
No, we got to do
video.
Yep,
there it is. All right.
But yeah, man, it was fucking awesome, and it really got me depressed because now I really missed that car because how fun it was, man. Fuck! For real, man. I missed that car so much, dude.
Yeah.
Like, it was awesome to drive it, but I big time regret it because now I'm just like, I should just put a clutch in and just buy tires.
Well, here's the thing, Gio. You're going to do it next year. You're going to get that next year.
I'm doing it over the winter.
You're doing it over the winter. We're going to get it set up for next year, and we could have fun in the Beamers and the Hondas next year. That shit will be fun.
Yeah, man. I love my Honda. I love my CRX, man. Don't get me wrong, but, like, it's not fun like that was.
Bro, I had
so much fun for those, like, fucking, like, it was probably a full total of, like, maybe 5 to less than 10 minutes of me fucking around up and down the street in that car, just clutch kicking and shit, and just like doing little skirts here and there, and like even just that whole shenanigan shit, dude. Like, I had so much fun in that moment.
It's so much more. You had more fun in those 15 minutes than you did in the past 2 years with your CRX, which is fine, Gio. But I think that the CRX was something that you had to do. And I'm glad that you did. If nothing else, I mean, I think it's definitely a legacy thing as far as, like, with your uncle, you know, he had a CRX and you wanted to build this, like, kind of like, because it was like your childhood.
Yeah.
Right? And that's kind of what I want to do, too, with the Integra. But I'm glad that you did it because at least now when you make fun of Hondas, now you are a Honda guy. And I don't have to feel as bad by myself. At least now he's making fun of himself, so that's good. No, dude.
But seriously, I would admit it to this day to anybody. I'm still not a Honda guy.
I mean, are you though?
No, dude.
Are you though? You just built a Honda for 3 years. I'm kind of a Honda guy now.
I love it, but it's not my favorite child. Let's just put it that way. All right. Okay,
that's fair.
Okay,
that's
it's fair. Like that's it's fair. My second child. Actually, yeah, second child.
It was your adoptive child.
It was my adopted child. Like, I love it. It's cute. It does what it needs to, but it's not my favorite.
That's so terrible. Adoptive children out there, that's not at all what you are.
That's exactly how that works, bro. You're a fucking tax break.
That's so terrible. Oh, man. I feel so terrible for everyone.
So remember, every year around, what is it, January or April when they do taxes, you better ask for your cut, homie. You better ask for your cut. Just throwing that out there.
No, man. I'm glad you at least did it, though, because it's something that I feel like, just like me, like you have to do it at some point.
And
I think it does give you, or it's at least going to build more of an appreciation for front-wheel drive and for... time attack, like racing on a track, like a road course.
I was going to say, I think the only reason why I'm not like full blown in love with it right now is because I haven't used it for like, not really that it was an intended purpose for it to be a full blown track car, but I've not used it for the purpose of it being a track car. So like,
bro, I'm sure
once I do get it on a track sprint day or anything like that, like once I actually get it on track, I'm sure I'm probably going to look at it a lot differently and be like, okay, this is what it was meant for. This is what makes this car so much fun. But this everyday drive it here and there, back and forth. Excuse me.
Bro,
That burp was sponsored by Busch Light. Just kidding. Edit that out. They ain't paying
us. No, nah, man.
Yeah, I mean, once I get on track, I think I actually finally appreciate like what it was meant for.
I think you will too.
The Beamer was definitely like, you know, my little everyday street thing. If I want to go fuck around at night, mm-hmm. I could, you know. But yeah, we'll see. Like I said, next year I got it planned that I'm probably going to pick up a couple track sprints. I was already talking with Reggie. I'll do a couple track sprints and stuff. Hopefully I could go out with Jigs, Reggie, or anybody, even Sandoval, you.
Yeah, man.
We go as a group. I think it'll be fun.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
Yeah, just right now, I'm just trying to dial it in, man. It's those coilovers still right now are just way too aggressive.
Insane.
So I've been talking with the guys at Toge. They're going to help me figure something out for it.
That's good, man. I'm glad to hear that, dude, because, yeah, that suspension is not the nicest
ride. It makes you not confident, man, because it's like throwing into a turn, you hit a bump, and this thing fucking hops.
Yeah, you could fucking and it's just, spin out.
And I've had it where it's like I'm driving, I hit a, like, the slightest bump in the road, mm-hmm. and the car will... It fucking literally picks skips. Up, and the wheel spins. You hear it rev out, bop, and then it fucking catches traction, and it pulls. So it's just like, it's terrifying. Too light. So like, as I approach every single fucking bump, Jesus. I have to let off. When I know it's a big bump, like on my way here and back home, I know where all the bumps are at. So I have to let off before I get to these fucking bumps, dude.
That's so crazy.
And like, yeah, man. Knowing my history, I don't say no to a bump, right? Yeah. Oh my God. I'm just kidding.
Long ago.
That's just
not a recent history.
Yeah, not recent. Very long history.
We're very much mature, and we've moved on to way better drugs. No, I'm just
kidding. More expensive drugs.
AKA fucking cars.
Yeah.
So. When adrenaline is the only thing that fucking gets you going and makes you feel alive, Gio, what do? We waste all our fucking money on cars. Yes.
But yeah, man, I just want my Beamer back at the end of it.
Yeah. I feel that, dude. Oops. I feel that. But I'm not going to lie, dude. I have had so much fucking fun in my Civic in the two times that I went out to the track. Like, yes. Well, I mean, I've had a lot of fun in my BMW too. I love that thing, dude. Like, I literally just got it to hoon around with you and fucking, because it's rear wheel drive, and that's been fun. But I'm sure next year I'm gonna get to know it a lot more. I'm sure next year I'm gonna actually get to like a drift pad and like actually learn how to send it sideways, maybe in like second gear instead of first gear. It's gonna be really fucking cool. But dude, the insane fun that I had in my Civic those two times at the track, like I know that we have fun and stuff. Like when we go out to Powers or like wherever it may be, you know, out in Mexico, we're having a lot of fun and that's fun, dude. But there's like, you don't unleash really until you get to the track. And even then, I know I didn't unleash until like my fullest extent, obviously. But you do unleash to like another level where it's like, you know that there's no cops for sure. This is 100%. You literally paid for this privilege to do this. So like you go ham, you're timed. There's no lanes. The rule is just get there the fastest. Dude, it's insane. The feeling, dude, I literally thought it was going to be like, it's going to be so much fun. It's just going to be so much fun. We're going to do this. No, dude. It was like beyond fun, dude. Yeah. Like it was fucking exhilarating. And then when I beat my own time, I lost my shit, dude. It was insane. That was the craziest feeling, dude.
I'm sure, dude. I could see that.
Crazy.
I could definitely see that.
I'm like, ugh, I can't fucking wait to get back out there, man. That's so exciting, dude. I'm so excited for you to feel that. I'm excited to go do some fucking drift sessions, though, for real.
I want to do drift shit, to be honest.
You say you do?
I do want to do drift shit.
Dude, I definitely want to do drift shit.
Well, like I said, man, I need to get tires.
Yeah.
Because I blew these out, dude. I blew these out.
Well, we had some spare drift sets right there.
I know, but I sold them to Ross.
Goddamn Lexus owners. Wait, it's a Lexus, right?
Yeah.
Goddamn Lexus owners.
Stancy boys, bro.
They went to a good cause.
They did.
They went to a good
cause. He fucking needed them. He really needed them. Not a lot of times I sell my drift spares, you know, and it was just like, oh, hey, man.
But no, dude, I think we're going to get out there a lot more next year.
Yeah, no, sure. I'm planning on it, man. Like I said, this winter, the goal is to hopefully get the clutch. Because even doing the shit I was doing, this thing was slipping hard. I had to way over rev it to get it to even just start, like,
damn,
fucking going.
Really?
Yeah, like, if I were to clutch kick it, I really had to fucking, like, lay it on it.
Shit.
When before it was, like, a lot more nicer, it would just kind of, like, transition a lot, like, sooner.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, this time, it was just, like, I was, like, I felt like I was, like, hurting it to, damn, like, get it to go.
And it, but that's it also, not a good feeling.
It also helped that the tires were, like, blown out. You know, so like.
Did you air it up at all?
No, I literally pulled.
Oh my god, Gio!
So you know, I probably would have probably been better if I did air it up. But like, I parked it with, I want to say it had like 80 psi.
Oh, okay.
So like, I'm sure it was probably down like 60 or something.
You just park your shit with 80 psi.
I ain't gonna do nothing.
Yeah, is that bad? Do you know if that's bad? Like, just to leave it like that, parked.
What's it gonna do?
I mean, what if you drive it like that? It's just going to be extra stiff.
That's how I've been driving it like that.
Extra stiff, and you're going to get a lot of wear in the middle instead of the edges, mm-hmm, of your tires. That's about it.
That's about it.
But it'll be like little balloons.
But at the end of the day, like, the diff's welded, so it doesn't matter. It's going to wear the tire out anyways. Like, it doesn't matter if I drive it nice or not. It just kills that tire.
I still love my welded diff that's not in my car yet.
Yeah, it's the one that fell on my foot again.
Beautifully signed by you. It fell again?
Yes, motherfucker.
Oh my god. Bro, we need to...
I almost raffled that motherfucker off until I realized what I welded inside of it. And I was just like, I can't raffle this motherfucker off. I left Mishka love note inside that diff, so I can't. It's not meant for anybody else but him.
I felt I had to ditch Gio while we were welding it. I got through like the first half of welding it.
Not even like the first quarter.
First quarter. Well, I tried. Yeah, I tried to weld it in my first quarter. Obviously, my welds aren't that great, so Gio had to come in and overweld my welds. But that's why I'm a graphic designer and I'm not a mechanic.
Hey, now people can see my fingers.
Yeah,
and your Twitter fingers.
Look at this shit. Look at the difference.
My shit's
fucked. Look at how it zooms into our fucking hands, dude.
Yo.
That's technology. So I got these Twitter fingers.
Look how beat my shit is.
Bro.
You look.
Bro, why your hands look like Shrek?
Bro.
Why your hands look like Shrek?
Why your hands look like the Pillsbury Doughboy hands, bro? Smooth as fuck.
Ah, bro, they're beautiful. Yeah, bro. Look at that.
Bro.
Look at that.
Nah, dude, look at.
Okay, we're getting weird. We're not used to having video. We're not used to having video, okay?
You could be a hand model, bro.
I was a hand model. Did you know that?
What?
Yeah, bro. I was a hand model.
No.
In third grade, dog.
Get the fuck. Yo,
I swear to God. I swear, bro. I was a hand model for a flute.
Oh, whoa.
What kind of
flute?
No.
A skin flute?
It was like a...
Were you a hand model for a skin flute?
No, it was like one of those books that like... fuck you. it was one of those like... I mean, I guess not many people know this, but like, there's like different like booklets, like catalogs that show you like different songs that you can play on a flute.
Okay, yeah.
And they
needed
somebody to take pictures of the different like positions where your hands are on the flute. So it was me. I did it because my hands were obviously beautiful and godlike.
Yeah.
So.
Well, apparently straight out the womb, I came out with these fucking warlocks.
These fucking warlocks.
I look like I was an extra in Lord of the Rings, bro. Dude, with these hands. I've got Gollum fingers, dog.
I mean, if you think about it, though, that could be a positive, you know, in certain sexual connotations.
I was gonna say, dude, I wonder how many people would be into like some rough hand fetish shit.
Bro, you're ribbed for her pleasure. You're, You think I'm lying, though? Bro, that shit came out naturally out the womb, ready for it, dog. That's some player ass shit, bro.
Cue
international players anthem. Bro, you haven't gotten compliments or what?
It explains why they just stick to me, bro. Like, they just won't leave me alone.
I mean,
God damn.
Makes sense now, right?
Yes. Holy shit.
Jill's like, I always wondered why I could always get the first base right away, right? But I could never get past it, God damn it. I stay at first base all fucking day. These bitches love first base, dog. Oh, damn. My goodness, bro.
Man, I feel so used now.
Like a fucking slab of steak.
Oh, my God, dude. Like the worst type of steak, like Outback steak.
Oh, God. Nah, bro, you ain't have bad steak. Bro, I don't know what it is about Mexico, but every steak, probably what I was eating, dude. Every steak I've ever had in Mexico has been garbage. Like gristle up the ass. Like,
really?
Maybe they just don't know how to cut steaks, dude. I don't know. But like every time I've been to Mexico and I ordered like a steak, like a good steak, supposedly, like the expensive steak at the restaurant, trash.
Really?
Trash. Every fucking time.
Damn.
The only good steak I've had is like arrachera or like some, like not, I'm talking about like if you go to like a fancy restaurant and you order like a thick cut steak.
Yeah.
Still trash.
Really?
But you order like a good taco meat steak, bro, and they know how to make that shit like nothing. Like
really?
Fire. Yeah. It makes no sense, but
that's wild.
Maybe they just save all like the good cuts for tacos.
Yeah, but like a steak is a steak, man. You can't like.
Right?
If you gave me the option of tacos or a fat, juicy-ass steak, like, I'm going steak 9 times out of 10, dude.
Yeah, me too.
Like, unless I already ate and it's like, you know what? I could put, like, 2 tacos in me before this dinner. All right. Yeah, that's fine. But I'm going to go steak all the time.
Bro, have you ever heard of tri-tip?
Tri-tip, no.
Bro, tri-tip is like a cut of steak. That, I guess, so Tony told me about it when he came back from Alabama. He was like, bro, you got to try fucking tri-tip, dude. We have it all the time here. I'm like, what? And I guess it's almost like a brisket type of thing.
Okay, I love brisket.
Yeah, it looks fire. It looks good. I'm not sure if I've ever tried it.
Yeah, that actually kind of looked like brisket.
But yeah, it looks just like brisket.
Damn.
But I've never actually tried it here, and I've never heard of anyone say.
That's probably what it is. Just like, probably brisket, because, you know, like. Maybe it's brisket to us and tri-tip to them out there, southern. Because, you know, them southern people be weird, bro. You know.
Yeah, I mean.
That looks just like brisket.
It's probably just another name for brisket. I mean.
More than likely. Because, I mean, southern
stuff. Because it doesn't make sense that they would cut. I mean, maybe it makes sense that they would cut things one way in the south and another way here. But you would think that would be like a very. We would have found the most efficient way to do this by now.
Nah, dude. Too easy.
Too easy?
Too easy, bro.
Bro, you know what's crazy to me? Like, dumb. Like, it's dumb, but it's like. Why is it so basic? I don't know. I'm not even making sense right now.
Let me explain.
Let's say tomorrow I woke up and I was worth $1 billion.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm gonna do with the rest of my life?
Cocaine and hookers, yes.
No. Definitely not. Two different pages. But but what I would do is literally like I would live the rest of my life like RuneScape, bro. Like I literally want to go explore shit. I want to kill things and eat them. I want to fucking find rare rocks and fucking, I don't know. Like, I want to go fishing. I just want to do all the natural shit, Gio. All the natural shit. Could you imagine that?
Let me tell you what you need, though.
Second life.
No.
What? RuneScape account. I already have one.
For $420.69 a month, ooh, you need hands like these.
Ooh.
Bro, these hands could tear a fucking rabbit's spine out of his asshole.
Yeah, dude. Bro.
I don't know about them fingers, though.
Bro, I can shape these up, Gio.
Shape them up to hold a flute properly, I but shape I don't know up. About fucking ripping a fucking rabbit's head
can,
through it.
I could shape them up, Gio. And I got a knife. I don't got to do everything by hand.
For $1 million, you could probably get surgery to rough them up a little bit. You could be a little ribbed as well, bro.
I might
get
that. I might pay somebody to.
But you know me, bro. I'm proud of all my all-natural.
But that was very sexy. If you're not watching on video, I feel very sorry for
Join
you.
Our OnlyFans. We got y'all.
Yeah. OnlyFlans.com.
OnlyFlans.
Check us out. We'll send you one new flan every month.
Ooh, bro. Do it where like you're fisting a flan and I'm fisting one.
Bro.
Ooh.
Could you imagine? Yeah. That
shit. But bro, I think your fucking idea of being a millionaire, well, if you woke up one morning you were a millionaire and you did all that shit, would be fucking a billionaire. Billionaire, my bad. Yeah. My bad. I did not mean to offend you, my G. My bad. I forgot who I was speaking to. My bad.
Bro, I mean, on some real shit, dude, a million is not that much anymore. Like when we were little, millionaires sounded cool.
That's very true. Yeah, very true.
Now it's like billionaire is a thing to be honest. Because like millionaire, you could that's not even 1 million is not even enough for retirement, dude. Not for one person.
Well, it depends how you live, man.
And how old you are. But
that's the thing though. I think
you can, but you and
I
me can, right now, if you came into a million, you would still have to work. Nah. Or invest that to make it work for you.
Definitely invest, but probably not work, man. Honestly, if I woke up with $1 million the next day, yeah, I'd invest it definitely into another business that would continue to make me more money. Mm-hmm. But like, I wouldn't work, man. I think the way I live is very fucking plain Jane, dude. Like, I don't travel. I don't ever have to feel like I have the need to have to travel. So like, there goes every fucking month saving $1,000 on a plane ticket to go to Cancun or some fucking bullshit. Like, mm-hmm. I'm good, dude. Like, yeah, I don't know, man. I think it's just all it depends on the lifestyle, people. Like, probably the most bougie thing I'd ever buy myself is going to be, yeah, like a Porsche, which will be like a 996. So I'm still buying the poor man's Porsche.
Yeah.
And like a Rolex. I definitely want a Rolex.
Bro, Rolex are so expensive.
But that's the thing. Like, those are like the two bougies.
How could you say you live? All right. Well, I mean, I guess if the Rolex is the one thing that you spend on.
But like, that's the thing. It's like, I feel like those are the two bougiest things I'd ever buy myself. Like, is a Porsche and a Rolex. Other than that, like, I don't know, man. I don't want a big fucking house, dude. Fuck a big ass house. I'm good with a little ass, like, ranch somewhere chill.
I don't know, man. I don't think a mill would get us very far, to be honest.
I think so, especially if you were smart about it and you weren't fucking like out here just fucking it off. I think a mill to today's standard is still pretty damn high.
Bro, to be honest, this is not financial advice. If I had a mill, I'd just throw it all into fucking Ethereum or
no
Bitcoin.
No fucking shit. I'm not surprised.
Entirely.
I'm not
Entirely.
Fucking surprised.
Entirely
sure
in the fucking crypto,
neither is the
dog.
Fucking 13 listeners we have left. Yeah. And the two people watching this.
Nah, bro. That shit, yeah. Like, I mean, I'm dumb obsessed with the shit, but like I've said, man, I mean, if I cashed everything out, I'd probably be at over 50 G's, dude, in NFTs this year, bro. Like, that's a lot of fucking money, dude.
Well, that's the thing. Hold on. Here you go. You just said a mil is not a lot, but you just said if you cash everything out, 50 G's, that's a lot of money.
In 2 months, yeah.
But
I'm talking a mil the rest of your life, dog.
So you make a mil and you cap at a mil. You can't make any
yeah,
more
all right,
or less than
all
a
right.
mil.
So that's what I meant was like you make a mil and you don't invest it at all and you just use it for spending. I don't think it'll last very long. But if you invest it, obviously,
well,
yeah, you can make
it
work.
It depends at the age that
you
invested
you
at. I mean, shit. Like, if you got your mill when you're let's be honest. If I had my mill when I was 16, 17, 18, whatever, that age, like, yeah, I'd probably be dead from an overdose. Like, let's be honest here. But an overdose of booty, bro. Erica, I love you. But, but that's what I'm saying, though. It's... if you got your mil when you were, say, in your 50s or 60s, you're kind of older.
You'd be like, pretty
good. You'd be all right for the rest of your life. Yeah. And probably a mil right now, pretty much us rounding up into our 30s, like, I think we'd be, well, I don't know. I know you want to travel. You want to do a lot more elaborate shit.
Bro.
I think I'd be okay from here on out if I made a mil. And if, like, yeah, like, I wasn't able to invest it to make more, I think I'd be all right. Because, like, again, the way I am, I live very simple. I do like to fucking spend money here and there and treat myself and, like, treat others. Excuse me. But, like, I don't know. I think I'd be all right. But, yeah, I mean, the goal is not to cap at a mil. Mm-hmm. You know, the goal is to make more.
Realistically, exact same situation right now. You wake up with a mil tomorrow in your account with a perfectly legal explanation, one mil after taxes and everything.
Okay.
Done.
Cocaine and putas, bro. What you think? Fuck you think this is, dog?
All right. I kind of saw that one coming. No, but would you honestly stop working here? Like your business? Would you stop doing that? Or would you keep going and be like,
I'd keep going.
You're just comfortable now.
I'm comfortable. Yeah. It would turn into if I didn't feel like showing up for 2 weeks, I don't have to show up for 2 weeks. I mean, obviously it would turn into like trying to find employees here, but that's what it would turn out. If I already had employees here that I could trust to get work done and done correctly, then, yeah, I mean, what would be the point? I'd just be all right not showing up. Or, like, yeah, if there's a big project, it's like, all right, like, I'll handle the bigger projects. You guys handle everything else coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it'd just be like that because, like, I could say I do enjoy my job. There's, yeah, definitely the one job here and there that I fucking hate and despise. But, like, that's everything you do, man. Like, I'm sure there's parts of your like full time where you're just like, oh, I don't mind doing this and that here and there. But then there's a lot of times or sometimes where you're just like, man, fuck this. Like it makes you like reevaluate everything. Like, oh, I'm done.
Yep.
I'm done. You know, so like that's how I am. I mean, if I'm at that point and, you know, like being like co-owner with my parents here, it's like I could walk in and just, if I was that well off, and we already had employees, like I could walk in and just be like, yeah, I'm not doing oil changes and tires. I'm going to work on this car in the corner that, you know, needs so much work and attention. And it's more of a project than it is work, which I enjoy doing those because to me, that's the fun part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, yeah, I think I'd still work. I'd definitely be able to. I wouldn't be looking for side work.
Yeah.
You know, my weekends would be more free.
You'd be comfortable. You'd be a lot more comfortable.
I'd be comfortable. I wouldn't have to worry about side work. People are like, oh, Saturday, Sunday bullshit. Nah, I'm good, man. Like, just run that shit through the shop during the week. We're good.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to do that shit.
Yeah, hell yeah,
it would be shit like that, honestly. I don't.
Yeah. Bro, that's how you know you're doing what you need to be doing,
mm-hmm.
to be honest. Is if you were set tomorrow and you would still care to come in and make sure that shit runs right and that it's still going in the right direction that you want it to go and all that.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's your name, it's your reputation that's on the line doing, like, owning a automotive repair shop.
Yep.
You don't want to turn that into they're scammers, they do shit work.
Looking for a quick buck.
Yeah, like, you don't want it to turn into that. You want to keep your reputation high because, again, like you know, yeah, you can make good money getting people off of, like, right up front, you know, like, handing people insane estimates and quotes right up front, but, like, in the long run, it's like
they're never coming back.
Like, exactly. They're going to be like, well, the last time I went there, you know, they fucking hit me for like 2 G's for something that I was just like, look over the car, tell me what it needs. And apparently it needed everything.
Yeah, you know? And that's something that I could tell is genuine, dude, because I've seen you guys work on something before and be like, yo, this is way more than what they brought it in for. And like, I legit have seen you guys multiple times be like, fuck, we got to tell this person they got to spend more money.
Yeah.
Like,
that's the worst part, dude. Me and Pops hate that shit,
dude.
We got to call them.
Sure.
And even, like, and even tell him, like, hey, man, when we were working on this, this came apart or this didn't work out right. And, you know, we're, it's going to be a little bit more than what we expected. Like, we hate that part, dude. And, you know, it, depending on the person, it's either like, oh, not a problem, or, oh, you know, like, oh, I don't know. It's like, all right, well, like, we'll work with you. We'll do something. We'll figure something out. But, yeah, I mean, like I said, it's the whole reputation thing, man. That's what it is to me. It's like when I do a project or something, I want to make sure it's to the best that I can do. Mm-hmm. Just so, like, you know, people know. It's like, okay, he puts effort and time into his work. He doesn't just slap shit together and gets it out the door and be like, all right, good fucking luck, man. Don't go over 90.
You don't want to hear that advice from a mechanic. Definitely not.
No. But yeah, I mean, like, what about you? If you woke up with a million tomorrow, what would you do? Where would you be at?
I'd quit my job 100%.
Okay.
I'd work on vehicles. I'd work on from Porsche to Porsches. Mm-hmm. And I'd basically just work in crypto NFT land and social media land, man. Like, building this brand up is basically the main goal for it.
Yeah.
And that's becoming more clear to me, like, by the day, man. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Well, good, man. I mean, you know what your goal is, bro. Like, you've always talked about being your own fucking boss. I mean, right now, I feel like when you're still working your full-time, it's like you're not really your own boss yet.
Oh, no, man. That shit sucks.
Like, even though, yes, you have multiple companies under your name right now, but you're still working the full-time somewhere else, you're still not your own boss, man.
Yeah, bro. I mean, at the end of the day, if somebody tells you where you can be, where you cannot be, what you can do, what you cannot do, you're not your own boss.
You're not your own boss, man.
You're really not.
And I mean, you know what you got to do, bro. I'm fucking rooting for you.
I appreciate you, dog. But yeah, man, I don't know, man, that not working in what you're supposed to be working really kind of drains your fucking soul. Mm-hmm. Like, there's only so long you can go, right? Like, I admire, like, your passion for your work and stuff. Like how you work. You literally come in. Yeah, I mean, I know you usually stay after, you know, your closing time. You clean everything up, make sure everything's good. And I always see you in here doing work after, you know, you're done. Even after the shop, even after we do this podcast. I mean, by the time we're done with this podcast, it's usually like 9:30, 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And you're still chilling here like, I just want to finish this thing up real quick before tomorrow, like this and that.
Yeah.
Bro, I mean, I feel like when you're doing it for a purpose, it makes sense and you're able to do that. Mm-hmm. And you don't feel necessarily bad doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, when it's not for a purpose, when it's kind of just with no direction, you just got to kind of like reevaluate and be like, bro, what am I doing here? Because I mean, at some point you got to think like, is the money worth it? Yeah. You know, is my time worth it?
Your time is worth more than whatever they're paying you.
Is where I'm going to be in 10 years worth it for the amount of time that I'm going to spend in those 10 years? Yeah. You know, and these aren't just questions I'm asking myself. I'm asking them to each listener and all that. Yeah. But they are questions that I'm asking myself too. You know, I mean, being completely real and transparent, you know, it's rough, dude. You know,
mm-hmm.
Kind of like trying to figure out for me, I mean, you know this, you've known me forever. Yeah. And, you know, I haven't really sat down and like counted. But I want to say I'm at like 7 to 8 plus different brands, companies that I've tried to build.
Multiples.
And it's never been something that I've been so passionate that I can just keep doing it for free and for free and for free.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's when you find that thing that you do for free in your free time, when it just fucking sucks your attention without you even wanting it to.
Yeah.
I think you need to pursue that.
Yeah. No, and, definitely. I mean,
and I think, yeah, man, that shit's.
You need the right group of people around you to understand that too, man.
Yeah.
Like it's again, man. Like I'm very grateful for Erica to be the way she is. It's super cool and chill about shit because it's like, you know, she'll hit me up and be like, "Hey, it's gonna be really nice this Sunday. You know, let's go do something. Let's go somewhere." She's like, "I already got side work scheduled. Or I already told so and so I was gonna do this for him." She's like, "Oh, okay, cool. Well, then, like, go ahead, do your thing, and if there's still time, we'll go do whatever after."
Yeah.
It's like, all right, cool. Like, I'm grateful for that because, like, let's be honest here, man. There's a lot of women out there, or spouses out there that won't stand for that shit. They'd be like, "Nah, bro. Like, fuck you. Like, you know, whatever."
Yeah.
But I don't know. It works out, man. So, and like, same thing with friends, man. Like, you need to have the right group of friends around you that, you know, are going to support everything you do and what you do, you know? And it, even though, hey, what's up? Just
zoomed in on me, man. That's so cool when it does that. I'm not going to lie.
Yo, man, shit freaks me out, though. Let's be honest. I feel like Jeff Bezos just zoomed into my third eye. He's just like reading
Steve
me.
Steve Jobs, bro.
Or Steve Jobs. That motherfucker, dude. I don't care. But, like, that's what I'm saying, man. Like, you need the right group of people around you, man. Like, when you're trying to make a big choice, a big decision, and, again, it's like, you know, supporting someone's business, especially something like you, how you're trying to – you've done so many of them. You've gone from so many angles, so many different angles. And by that, like, I mean, like, different – things like from clothing to graphic designing to car automotive accessories, like everything. You've gone even real estate, like you've done it all. And it's like, I feel like if you had the right group of friends around you to continue to support that shit, like you would have probably continued to keep going with it. But when you got motherfuckers like, "Hey man, come me a deal." You know,
yeah.
"Hey man, I shared your fucking post on Facebook. Give me a shirt." Yeah. It's like, dude, fuck yourself, man. Yeah. Like, exactly. I'll be honest, like straight up, like you've given me a discount code for all of that shit, and I have never used it. I've still paid full fucking price because that's just what it is.
For those that don't know, I give Gio a discount code, a 50% discount code. Literally, I would be taking a loss on everything that he buys.
And
he
never personal code.
He never used it once. Literally, was just a discount code to be like, "Yo, I want my homie to buy my shit so he can fucking represent me."
Yeah, because he knows.
And he bought all that shit full price.
Yeah,
not even once he used that shit.
He knows I wear his shit. I got shirts from him that I still wear to this day. Like, yeah. You know, from his old stuff.
And that's
like,
love, man. That's fucking dope, man. I appreciate
exactly.
you.
I got
that.
Support for you, man. Whatever I can support you with, bro. I will. I'm buying your fucking vehicles right now for 3 times what they're fucking worth, dog. I'm getting ass fucked over here for
first of all,
fucking JPEG that looks nothing like the fucking car, but I'm still spending money, bro.
First of all, fuck Ethereum for being ridiculous gas prices right now.
Dude, fuck gas.
That's
bro.
All I'm saying.
Fuck
Ethereum for that.
Gas could eat my fucking ass, bro.
I will say, like, 2 months ago, it was not nearly as that, like, bro. Like, 2 months ago, it was literally like $30 to mint an NFT, $20 to mint tops. Like, $5, $10 to buy something off of OpenSea, dog. No, bro.
Nope.
That's just like $90 now.
I went to go buy a $30 NFT from this fool, and I ended up paying right under $140-something for this.
That's
thing.
Love.
But I love this motherfucker. So, like, you know, I'm going to support.
Not for real, man. I appreciate you because, bro, I have peeped that. You have supported literally. I can't name a single one of my companies, businesses, brands that I fucking created that you didn't support.
Yeah, man. I love you, man. I want to see
you. For real, man. Like,
great,
you are
man.
Dead ass my number one supporter, and I fucking appreciate the shit out of that, dude. That's that's amazing, bro.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Fucking dope.
So you need more of that around you, bro. Mm-hmm. That's why, like, I'm telling you, like, right now with, like, what we were talking about earlier, man, like, fucking do it, bro.
Yep.
Do it!
Yes. Nah, man.
I just fucking Shia LaBeouf that shit. I don't know if y'all heard that.
But that's the second time I heard that shit today.
Yeah, bro.
Nah, bro, for real. That's real shit, man, because that is something that we were talking about a little bit off the podcast before. Yeah, man, we got some crazy shit coming up.
Yeah, man, I'm excited for you. I'm very excited for you, man. I'm going to just keep kicking you in the fucking asshole until you do it.
Thank you.
Yeah, dude.
I like asshole kicks. Hey. Especially when they rip for my pleasure, dog.
Those are asshole fists, dog.
You got them steel toes, dog? Nah,
dude. Actually, I just bought some new shoes, bro. Yeah, dude. I bought some Vans. Ooh. They're like,
bro, those are Vans?
Yeah, dog.
Those do not look like Vans.
Exactly, bro. They're Vans. They're nice and light. They're super cozy.
Bro, Vans is stepping up their game,
yeah,
dog.
Man. The guy was like, they're good enough to hike in. I'm like, all right, cool. They're good enough for me to walk around the shop in.
Shit. They look clean. They look good.
Yeah, man. I need a new pair of shoes, man.
Hopefully they last longer than Nike Free Runs, because I got these in like not even a year. They started doing this bullshit.
Damn.
Bro, my brother kind of fucking called me out the other day. I was wearing my old ass Nike Free Runs from like 2017. And he's like, bro, ain't you having those shoes for like forever? I'm like, yeah, dog, why you gotta fucking call me out? These haven't ripped yet, but my fucking Nike Free Ones that I got last year are ripped in half, dog. Yeah, they don't make them like they used to. They don't. Sucks. They're fucking up. I don't know what it is.
Those poor Indonesian kids need to fucking step their game up, bro.
Honestly, dude.
Shit, man. Apply a little bit more glue to them shit, dog.
That's so bad. We need to kill more horses, dog. We need more glue. Isn't that how they get glue?
I have no fucking
clue. I heard that's how you get glue.
Where does
from
glue come from?
Horse hooves.
Horse hooves? Get the fuck. Nah, dude. You're making that shit up. Horse hoof glue?
Hoof glue is... Oh, wait.
Do you still make glue out of horses? Click that. Yeah. That's a large one. Contain lots of glue producing collagen. Yo, why is
there... For thousands of years, bro.
Why is there a fucking picture of a creepy-ass pastor?
Oh, bro, what is that?
What the fuck, dude?
There's literally... So, this Google
article... Is that article, that Elmer's motherfucker, dude?
Emler's glue. Oh, Elmer's. Elmer. They misspelled that.
Bro, that glue tasted good, bro, back in fucking elementary school. That's some good-tasting glue.
So, I guess horses, pigs, cattle... were all used to make glue for thousands of years until recently.
What the fuck?
Is there, because there's a lot of collagen. Yeah. There's a good hype word for the day. Bro, collagen has been like a new fucking thing for protein, mostly for women, I think. Like collagen protein.
I guess it's
good for like your skin and hair and shit.
Really?
But yeah, I've seen that a lot more as far as like for like fitness people, that they're taking collagen protein. But I've seen it more from women than dudes. I think it's because like hair and nails and shit.
That makes sense.
I don't know.
How's your fitness journey been going?
Oh, I haven't weighed myself in forever, dog. I'm still going to the gym. I stopped for a little bit because I was kind of scared of the COVID, but... My work made me go back in the office, so I'm like, fuck it. If I got to go to places where COVID has been for shitty shit, I should be able to go where COVID might be for cool shit. So I started going to the gym. I went to a concert. I went out of state. I don't give a fuck.
Man, like, didn't you invite me to Six Flags like two times in a weekend?
Yes, but that weekend, like the day after, was when I found out how bad like the Delta shit was going on. I was like, yo, we maybe should not have gone because it's gotten pretty bad recently. I'm not gonna lie. It's and that's why I said that on that one episode where I was like, yo, don't wait for the government to tell you when you should defend yourself, because I don't know. I feel like the government just doesn't know shit that they're doing ever. And usually I assume if they tell us to do something, we should probably do the opposite. But yeah, that's also the conspiracy theorist in me.
Yeah, no, dude, man, fuck that shit, dude. Like. But I'm sure there's something going on, but like...
Have you gotten vaccinated yet?
No.
I haven't either, and I'm scared.
You know what's some shit, dude? I'm about to go see Dave Chappelle next weekend.
And there, you have to be vaccinated?
You need to show proof that you have been vaccinated.
Get the fuck out,
or dude. You need to show proof that you have taken a COVID test and it's been negative 72 hours before.
Oh, well, I guess it's kind of fair.
So I didn't know Hitler was still fucking at the door, you know, checking your passes in, bro. Like, that shit's fucked, yeah, dude.
I mean, he might be.
Like, I don't know, man. That shit kind of, like, low-key pissing me off makes me not want to go fucking see this shit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm willing to not go see Dave Chappelle over this shit. And, like, that sucks because Dave Chappelle is, like, one of the greatest for fucking sure. But, like, it makes me just be like, what the fuck, man? Like, I don't know. Yeah, we'll see what happens. But, yeah, I haven't gotten vaccinated. I'm not planning on it. I don't even get flu vaccination, so it's not even the fact that I'm like, oh, I'm anti-vax. It's just I don't get flu shots. I don't get none of that. I get tetanus shots just because, like, I deal with rusty shit all the time. But, like, other than that, man, like, there's always shit changing, man.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. That's just my stand. Again, I'm not trying to step on nobody's toes, not trying to hurt nobody's feelings about it. That's just how I look at it. It's just like, you know what? It is what it is. And again, man, like, you keep getting these fucking flu shots or these fucking COVID shots or whatever, vaccines, and then next fucking week there's another variant that happens. Mm-hmm. It's like, if you paid as much attention to COVID as you did to the flu, like, the flu's the same fucking way. That's why there is always yearly annual shots for the flu, because there's always a new variant.
I was really kind of hoping that with this whole social distancing thing that we would kind of kill the flu. And at the very least... Like, I have a feeling COVID's with us forever. That's just me guessing, but I have a feeling it's with us forever, and it's the new flu. And I'm really hoping that we at least killed off the flu, and we only have COVID left, even though COVID is kind of worse.
Yeah, I think I'd rather get flu out of
me too.
COVID nine times out of ten.
But I won't lie, dude. I've had a flu that was worse than when I had COVID, bro. That I thought I was maybe almost like close to like, bro, I need to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
One time with the flu. That shit was bad,
dude. It might have just been COVID.
No, this was like 2 years before COVID.
Oh, yeah.
But like, bro, that year, like, I'm telling you, I've never felt like I need to go to the hospital, but like, I was almost there, dude. It was bad. It was really bad. I was kind of scared for a little bit. COVID wasn't that bad. I felt like shit.
Yeah.
But I could still walk around. I could still do shit.
I remember that. That was like our first ever like webcam fucking episode.
Yeah.
Because, you didn't want to come around. We didn't want you around.
Yeah, dude. So now, I know that was COVID, bro. I had zero taste. Zero taste, zero smell.
That's wild, man.
Nothing.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I ever had it or if I've had it. Or I don't know, man. Like I said, the vaccine shit, like, if it works, it works. If it don't, then it's just like, it didn't work, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I got a weird stand on all that shit.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to kind of do what's right, man. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of doing things that aren't really tested that hard. For those on YouTube, you can see that Gio just smacked the fuck out of his elbow. Nah, but dude, I'm not a huge fan of, like, fucking around with shit that's not super, like, tested that much. I mean,
exactly.
I say that, but I mean, I don't know. I've also smoked a lot of weed that has been tested, but I mean,
yeah, like, weirdly enough, like, I've put a lot of shit in my body. It's just been given to me, like, but yeah, I get that. I don't know, something about this shit though makes me just kind of, again, man, like I told you earlier, I go off of vibes. Like, I got a weird vibe about some shit. Stay away from it. I got weird vibes about this shit. Shit's poopy. I ain't with it.
It's weird. It's definitely weird. Yeah. I think it has to do with Winnie the Pooh,
personally. Definitely Winnie the Pooh.
But
fuck Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah. But we appreciate y'all for listening.
Yes.
This was a great episode.
I'm sorry I pointed. I did it again. That's very rude of me.
Point at him, bro. It don't matter.
Buckle.
All right, anyways.
But thank y'all for listening.
Yeah, man. Thank you guys for listening, watching.
Dude, we got to say watching now. Holy shit.
We do got to say watching.
That's if we ever post these.
But we are posting them, and people will see them, and they'll finally get to see our beautiful faces, Gio.
I don't think the world's ready for this, bro. We should probably never post these.
We need to do a shirtless episode. That's how we're gonna get people to go from audio to video.
Oh, definitely.
Or maybe to never go to video.
Yeah. It's either gonna go really good or really bad. There's a 50-50 chance.
I'm with it regardless, bro. I'm a ride or die. Let's do this shit.
Bro, blasting nipples right now would be good.
Yeah.
Like, the room's kind of cold.
That's a little bit too cold.
I think it's, like, perfect.
It's only going to get colder.
Bro, do you sleep in the cold? Do you sleep better when it's cold in your room or hot in your room?
Bro, I want to have a cold room, and yes. I will throw on as many blankets as I want. But, that's like, if I have a hot room... Nah, bro.
Dude, that's that shit, dude. Yeah, I fucking hate trying to sleep in a hot-ass room.
Yeah, I can't do
that
shit.
I can't do that shit.
That's terrible.
I can't do it. Even if I, like, lay butt-ass naked on top of the covers in a hot-ass room, can't fucking do it, man. It could be cold as hell, though, but I just fucking bundle myself up right there. Like,
bro, you know what is the worst, though? When it's cold as hell and you wake up in the middle of the night and for some reason your ass fucking threw all the blankets everywhere.
Yes.
And you're just like laying there naked and it's fucking cold. You're like, what the fuck am I thinking? Like,
bro, Erica, that motherfucker, dog. Yo, she does this shit. All right, y'all ever see an alligator do a death roll?
Yes.
Bro, yeah. Erica be like... Yeah. Bam!
Bro, in the middle of the night?
In the middle of the night with the fucking blankets. I'm passed the fuck out. I wake up just shivering cold.
And she's in a fucking burrito.
She's in a fucking burrito, bro. And every single time I see that shit, I just want to kick her off the side of the bed.
Bro, you should just fucking like...
Like...
just push her off the side.
I mean, she's got enough fucking like blankets on her, dude. She's better. Bro, she's more securely packaged for a drop than a fucking like FedEx like delivery package, bro.
Rolled I'm up in a burrito, kidding, dog. Dude. Done. Like,
yeah,
it's not going to hurt.
Dude, she always sat there and said, like, I don't do that. And it's just like there's been nights where like I wake up and I wake her up and be like, look at you.
Look at you. Look at you. Bro, you should plant some Paranormal Activity video cameras like in your room. Be like, see?
I should.
Fucking right? Told you.
Dude, it'd be fucking hilarious too. She just like grabs the blankets and just literally goes like a fucking gator, bro. That'd be awesome. I kid you not though, I feel like she does that shit.
That's funny, dude.
So yeah, man. I always wake up cold as hell next to her, but
well, I don't know how we got on the tangent of gator roll.
Erica rolls, gator rolls and shit. I don't know, man.
Something with blankets.
Yeah, blankets.
We don't know.
Yeah. No, well, I asked you if you sleep better in the cold.
Oh, I do. Cold.
Yeah, cold.
Yes. Cold. Cold room, gang. Rise up.
Oh.
But not too fast.
Which is going to be really weird about it. Go on to Discord and tell us how you like to sleep.
Oh, yes. Tell us how you like to sleep.
Send photos, too.
That's the least creepiest thing that we could fucking say. Yes. Join the Discord. Link in the description. Tell us how you go to sleep at night because we're watching.
Mm.
Love you guys. Have a good night.
good
afternoon. Good morning.
Peace. Later.